Blog Talk Radio.
A return to excellence. A return to tradition. It's the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. The Isle, the Kingdom, Red Dragon.
Welcome back to the fifth episode of the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. And as always, we're very proud and appreciative of Charles Auto Family powering this program, and they're located in Garrettsville, Ohio. If you're looking for a new Buick or Chevrolet or a new or pre-owned vehicle, I suggest you make your way out to Garrettsville, Ohio and check out the deals that they're bringing to you folks every day. It was a packed house last Thursday night at Bo Ryan Stadium. The fans, the support, the team, everybody was involved. Unfortunately, it wasn't the result that the team and the community was looking for as the Girard Indians took down our Red Dragons 49-13. But nonetheless, it's something to build on. And I think Coach Perry kind of brought this up even prior to that game, that, you know, this was a work in progress. This wasn't going to be a Cinderella dream overnight. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to have the success that we want long term. But with that said, Coach Perry, your first game under the lights of Bo Ryan, reflecting back on that Thursday night, well, how'd you think it went?
Yeah, well, first of all, again, it was a special night, I think, for the community. I don't think you've seen a crowd around here for at least a few years. I know that the athletic director talked about selling more tickets Thursday night than they sold the first, I don't know how many games of last year. So, you know, from that standpoint, I guess that was a positive. You know, from the football standpoint, I think we got outplayed in all three phases. I don't think there's any denying that. And as I told the kids, I think as coaches, we got outcoached. So the first thing you have to do when that happens is you have to stand up as a man and admit to it. And you got to get back to work. So that's where we are today.
Nice. And we spoke briefly before going live. I admire you going on Facebook and just kind of addressing the community, the fans of the Niles Red Dragons, and just saying thanks for all that. You know, it's easy to kind of show your face when things are going well, but if they don't go your way, but you still went out there. And I admired that from a personal level. I thought that was a stand-up move. And everyone knows that you're a stand-up guy as above, but I admire that. So when you look at last week, I mean, what do you want to build on? And my biggest question, Coach, is I know we talked with, Swifty last week, and we talked about the high effort. Did you get that high effort out of the team?
I think for the most part we did. If you want to look at positives, we only had three penalties. They were all kind of procedure penalties. We were offsides. We had a false start one time, and then the other time we had a delay a game, which I actually think they started a 25-second clock early on that. But so, you know, from that standpoint, I think that was a good. I think our kids held their composure for the most part. You know, anytime you don't have personal fouls or you don't have any antics going on the sidelines, you know, I think that's a positive. I think the other positive I can take from it is I thought we tackled better. I don't think we tackled great the whole game, but I think tackling was improved from where we started to begin the year. So there were some positives in there, but, you know, at the end of the day, that scoreboard, it doesn't lie too often. So.
Nice. In terms of things you liked, maybe things you were disappointed in, and maybe things you might change as you guys have, Poland coming up on the 31st, yeah. Friday night.
So, you know, again, effort, that's what we're trying to put things further. I think you watch in the film, there's a lot of times where about the first second of a play it looks good and then we don't finish. So our emphasis on effort this week is more finishing blocks. You know, 4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort, not 2 to 3 and then wonder what happens. So we're going to try to, what we say is play not to the whistle, to the echo of the whistle. That's going to be a big thing. And I think the other thing is we had a couple turnovers, but execution. We counted 7 times, I believe, where we called a blitz, and for one reason or another, the blitz are never fired. And that's A, part of coaching problem, B, it's being a coachable problem. So, you know, if you call a play and a guy's supposed to blitz, one of them happened specifically on a touchdown, and where the kid was blitzing was where the ball went, and if we don't get that to happen, And the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. We're running a play designed for our fullback to leak out into the flats, and he goes the wrong way. So if we can't clean that stuff up, we're not going to get the level of consistency. We saw some nice plays out there, don't get me wrong. But to get off the field on third down or to sustain the drive, you got to be consistent. And right now we're not, and that's what we got to work on.
Awesome stuff from Coach Perry, sharing intimate details about this game last week against the Girard Indians. As always, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. It's powered by Charles Auto Family, located in Garrettsville, Ohio, selling Buick, Chevrolets, new, pre-owned, everything you need to new. If you want a new car, please make a pilgrimage out there and check out the deals that they have. They're doing a lot in terms of helping this program along by powering this program. And if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. It's your way to get closer to the Red Dragons as they make their path into this 2018 season. So, Poland, I joked with you briefly after we did the last show, and I said, you know what, Poland's a big, big team, and if I had my choice, I would take the L against the Indians if we could get the W against Poland. You know I said that. And I'd even say I'd give up 60. And you kind of joked around, could we split the points? So, I mean, what's the mindset and what do you want out of these guys this week? I know you want that high effort, but is there anything added to it?
Yeah, obviously, I think in the coaching world, the old saying is the you should see the most improvement between week one and week two, because, you know, it's all out there. I could go to, you know, if there was 8,000 people in the stands, I could ask 7,500 of them what's wrong, and they could tell you. You don't have to have some degree in coaching to figure that out. So, you know, the things we just talked about, that's really what we're trying to clean up. It's quite a different animal in Poland. Poland is Poland. They're very well coached, play very good on defense. They're a little bit more punchy in the mouth, so, you know, it's going to be a different style of game for our kids. So we're looking to try to match their physicality. If I could say one thing to do is we got to be able to stand toe to toe with these teams on our conference. And that's more of a man and up kind of thing. Whereas Girard, you know, they were going to spread you out and dissect you. And Mark Wade was like a neurosurgeon as far as that goes. But you know, Poland, it's maybe some ways a little easier to game plan for them, but they're a different animal, and they're going to be a tough task force for sure.
Did you walk away healthy? From last week to this week, all systems firing?
Yeah, I don't think we had anything serious. You know, we got some bumps and bruises, and we got to learn to play through that too. So that's something new for some of our kids. But I actually hope to begin another starter up front back, and that should make a difference up front on our offensive line. So that hasn't been determined 100% for sure, but that's looking good as far as we are today.
Coach Perry, looking back at this week, 49-13, it's not what you wanted, but what positives did you find out? What things revealed themselves as that game went on?
Yeah, I thought we made some plays on offense. I thought our young guys kind of stepped up, particularly at the quarterback position. We had a boneheaded, mental error on a play. But what people don't know about that interception he threw was our fullback was supposed to be in the flat, which is what it should have been his number one read. And the kid that pressured him on the play would have been guarding the fullback, or the fullback would have been open. So, you know, a lot of times you see something in the stand, say, why'd that kid make that play? We obviously don't want the quarterback to throw the ball there, but that was a result of somebody else's error. So, I thought our quarterback play was good, and like I said, I thought our tackling was a positive and a lack of penalties. So, those are three positive in there, but there's the long list of negatives. We gotta start scratching those off my mind.
And I think this could be one of the best parts of this podcast is you being able to kind of talk to the fans out there and kind of break down some of the plays. And they might look at a play that, you know, Zach threw and think, well, you know, why'd that kid do that? But you kind of revealing, peeling back the layers, saying, hey, you know what, this is what happened, breaking the play down. Because, again, they're just seeing a ball go in the air, and they're seeing it go maybe to the other team, and they get frustrated, and then that disappointment kind of settles in. Now, this team, and we talked about it on previous shows, maybe these kids maybe get a little, upset, maybe deflated. I mean, what was your mindset after these kids, after that game, and going into practice this week with Poland on their horizon?
Yeah, we just, you know, like I said, we just had to tell them, you got to own this. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. It is what it is. And you got a vow to stick with it. And, we have a saying I think I may have mentioned on the podcast before, you got to flush it. There's nothing you can do about last week except for an opportunity to get better. So tried to address that in a couple different ways. Sent out some stuff on our little app that we communicate with the kids with. Talked to them. It was kind of nice to see. It was pretty emotional, as you can imagine, after the game. One of our seniors called a players-only meeting, hoping that same message was delivered by one of our seniors. And again, you have to stay on it. It is a process. We want to turn this thing around as soon as we can, but we know it's not overnight. Hopefully it's week two. It wasn't week one, but we're not by any means approaching this as a rebuilding season, but we are also not going to forgive our sins, so to speak. We're going to address them, and our practice plan this week will mimic some of the things we hope that can address as many of these problems as we can right away.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast is powered by Charles Auto Family, located in Garrettsville, Ohio. Buick Chevrolet, new pre-owned cars, vehicles. Make your way out there as they support this Red Dragon program. And we also have another sponsor, Permane Brothers and Niles. We have a nice little feature for the players. Coach Perry talked about that high energy, that high intensity, the high effort level that he wanted from his players. And each week from now through the end of the season, we're going to give a $15, I should say Permane Brothers is kind enough to provide one of the high effort players a $15 gift certificate to go to Permane Brothers and kind of enjoy a meal on Permane Brothers. And this week, David Mays was selected, both sides of the football. What were your thoughts on David's game?
We had our coaches pick that, and I thought that was a good choice. David's a two-way player. He was a guy that wasn't looking to come out of the game. I thought for the most part, he was playing a new position last week, which can be tough, but I did think his energy was good. He made a few mistakes that what was nice in film is that I think he pointed them out to me. So we can live with the mistakes as long as we're going 1,000 miles an hour, and eventually those will go away. But congratulations to David. I thought that was a good choice, and hopefully we got guys fighting over a gift card here coming up.
I know. It's an exciting thing. Again, a big shout-out to Permane Brothers. Big shout-out to Charles Auto Family as well. It's just wonderful to see so many things coming together in terms of people supporting this program. And the mothers and the frontliners, everything they do, it really is a special thing that we're seeing. I mean, the time and devotion that these parents have put forth in this program, you've been around stadiums going all your life, but I mean, just seeing it, how much I've seen just coming down here each Friday, it's really special.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, people look at the glitz and the glamour of some of the things in the tradition and that, but one of the things that I see is look at our band, and we're down here in 2 days, and they're down here every day that we're down here when they're, and then when they're not here, they're at band camp. Even we're doing probably more than we're doing. The cheerleaders and the effort they're putting in, and they're actually coming down to help feed us. I mean, this thing is several layers deep. I think it gets as many kids in the student body involved as we can, which is a great positive. The football program might be a centerpiece, but there's a lot of parts that really go unnoticed, which is kind of unfortunate. And we just try to make that known to our players each and every week to realize how lucky they are to be part of something big. And then something we started this week, we're starting to invite the former players back in to be with the team before the game. And we had four members of the 1966 championship team in here, and they shared their stories and about how they're still holding red line dinners once a month together. So just really cool, great opportunity for our kids to be exposed to that, and I think the old-timers love the nostalgia of being back in here. So that's going to be just a great thing moving forward to connect our kids, to let them understand this thing's a heck of a lot bigger than you and I, and we got to live up to that tradition.
And even though we're searching for the wins that we want, I mean, it's a special place even without that success, and I just can't imagine what it's like to witness the success and the positive vibe coming together, and I think it's going to be a good time. Coach Perry, as always, we appreciate your time. We're going to move on to our featured player of the week, and we'll get to that. But as always, best of luck against Poland this week, and And then we'll see you next week as we talk another 2018 Coach Perry podcast.
Again, Bo, can't thank you guys enough. Can't thank Charles Otto enough and Eddie Mignon, the ex-Dragon. One day we'll get into a little story I have on Eddie when he was a little kid. It might be a few extra minutes to get out there to Garrettsville, but it'll take care of you. So if you're in the market, we'd appreciate it if you mentioned us and go out there and get a car off ahead. But again, thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
Flow that got the block hot, shit got super hot.
Before you kick, red rag, put a spot.
Just wrapping up the 2018 Coach Perry podcast, and you always know we featured a player each week as we head down this 2018 Red Dragons season. And we're going to have none other than Zach Leonard, the quarterback of the Red Dragons, here on the 2018 Red Dragons Player Spotlight Show. Zach, sophomore, starting quarterback, Bo Ryan Stadium. Come on, man. I mean, what was it like starting under the lights last Thursday?
Oh, it was an amazing feeling, starting under those lights. I mean, seeing the community that was behind us and the energy around the game was just unbelievable. I'm so thankful to be able to run out of that tunnel. And seeing that fan base and all my teammates around me, my brothers, it's just a great feeling.
And I was excited. I mean, you know, I was watching the highlights going through Twitter, and I saw the INT, and I was like, my heart sank. I was like, oh, poor Zach. And I saw the run at the end. I'm like, well, I'm sure that leaves you on a high note. I mean, but what was your mindset? I mean, a little bit of butterflies going into that night?
Yeah, I really didn't know what to expect at all. So I just went in, tried to go in fearless, just do my game, and try to ball out for the for Niles Community.
Nice. Now, Coach Perry talked about over the summer, you and Gibby were in a neck-and-neck battle, and he kind of saw you maybe just kind of distancing yourself. I mean, where do you feel comfortable? I mean, I know you always want to improve. This was your first game at the high school level starting quarterback, but, I mean, what do you expect from yourself this season? Because you're the quarterback. I mean, all eyes are going to be on you every single Saturday or Friday, hypothetically. I mean, but what's your mindset, and what do you want from yourself?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Gibby for the competition, and I look up to him a lot. He showed me how to be a leader, and I really respect him, and I thank him for that. Well, for my mindset, I just go into every week, just one week at a time. Try to play one week, and at the end of the day, we just want to win the game. So that's all my mindset is, just win the game.
Are you fiery in that huddle? I mean, when these guys are starting to huddle, and Coach Perry talked about you guys huddling more, I mean, what's it like, Zach Leonard, in the huddle?
Well, the huddle's a little different for me this year. I'm not usually a very vocal guy, but I like to get fired up sometimes in the huddle. Gets the guys going.
Nice, nice. And this past Thursday, I mean, what did you love about what you were able to do, and what are some of the things you reflect back on and say, man, I got to improve, or I just wish I had that back?
Well, I think we did a very good job overall. I mean, the scoreboard may not have shown that, but we're never going to give up. Our team's never going to give up, and I think that showed we're never going to give up. And that's one thing that Coach Perry really emphasized, and we're going to follow that until the end of the season and for seasons to come.
Nice, nice. Once again, the 2018 Red Dragons Player Spotlight Show featuring quarterback Zach Leonard, kind enough to take some time out of his day. School started this week.
Yes.
Prior to this day, this practice, this week, you were just summer vacation going
yes.
to practice. What's it like right now, kind of, you know, knowing that you're going to have to manage schoolwork and being the captain of the Red Dragons? Or
yeah.
I shouldn't say captain, but being the quarterback of the Red Dragons.
It'll take some time to get back in the swing of things, but I'm excited to be back at school, get my work done, and I'll be looking forward to practices after school.
Nice. Now let me ask you this. I mean, growing up, I mean, did you always want to play quarterback? What were the desires on your heart of a young kid when you were playing in the backyard?
Well, I've always wanted to be quarterback. My father was a quarterback. My grandfather was a quarterback. Basically, my whole family was a quarterback, so I kind of had no choice. But I love the position. I love everything that comes with it, and I just love the position.
You know, and that speaks volumes because, you know, doing shows with guys at the collegiate level going on to the NFL draft, most of the time quarterbacks are quarterbacks from day one. Quarterbacks, past, present, future, and you're kind of following that same path. Let me ask you this, and this is kind of a thing I ask the collegiate guys, but we'll ask you because, you know, this is a show and I'm sure fans want to hear. I mean, what are your best qualities you think as a quarterback? I mean, we know you're only going into your second game, you're a sophomore, but there's a lot of potential there. But, I mean, what do you like about your game?
I like to think my mobility sets me apart from other guys. I could move well in the pocket and see the field well for a shorter guy. And I just like to show my ability and my mobility and athleticism on the field.
Now, let me ask you this one. What don't fans see? It's easy to see you out there doing your thing on the field, but what kind of traits and characteristics do you bring to the table that, you know, they're not going to be able to see necessarily maybe on a Friday night, but, you know, your coaches and your teammates see?
Maybe just the hard work that our team puts in outside the practices. I mean, sometimes we'll have guys come down, we'll throw. Me and my dad were down here the other day throwing into the nets, and that's just something that the fan base might not see, but we're working hard, and I just want them to know that we're going to put everything on the line there.
You ever joke with your dad about who has a better arm?
Oh, all the time. He's always trying to one-up me, no matter what we do. But I personally think I have the stronger arm.
Is he accurate? Definitely. Who's more accurate? You better save yourself because you're young and you're playing. He's not.
I'm definitely more accurate. I've watched film on him earlier, but I think I'm definitely more accurate quarterback than he is.
Nice. Now, I before we went live and to start the show, I told you that some people who weren't family members, they don't know Zach Leonard. They just said some nice things to you, saying about you. I mean, how does that make you feel that, you know, at least people are kind of maybe are saying, hey, you know, we like this young kid that we got under center?
Well, it makes me feel great. I mean, looking into the future, I mean, we're not looking into the future, but we want to win now. But it makes me feel good going forward into the next few weeks and knowing that we have a great fan base behind us and that's going to stand behind the team no matter what.
Nice. Now I know you. I know your family. Well, I guess we all live in Niles. Everybody knows each other. But with this said, your sister's off to Ohio U. She graduated. Was she able to make your first start or was she already down?
She was. It was the day before she moved in, so the next day I had to go up to Athens and move her in. It was a sad time, but I'm glad she was there to see my first varsity start.
Nice.
Meant a lot.
Poland this week, what's your mindset?
Just to go in fearless and try to get the W.
Over, nothing under, else. 9 touchdowns you're going to throw?
No.
No. Yeah, no. Just look for the best possible
result. Yeah, I don't care about my stats at all. I just want the W. That's all I care about.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the 2018 Red Dragons Player Spotlight Show featuring Zach Leonard, the quarterback of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons, taking some time out of his schedule. And now it's school week, so on top of practices, these young men are also getting to the books and getting that education here. And Niles, we always like to end the show with three and outs. Are you ready to take a shot with some of them off-the-wall questions?
Sure.
All right. Well, the one I like to ask first, and I'm going to ask it because, you know, I don't know if you guys might have to do this, because I know a lot of college programs do this. They have like a, it's like an entertainment night, or almost, what's the word I'm looking for?
Talent show.
And that's where the guys do impersonations of the head coach. Not everybody does it. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Perry yet?
We might have a few guys, but
all right. So they do exist.
I don't know if I'd like to say.
You don't.
I don't want to.
But they do
them.
Exist, though.
They do exist.
Okay, that's
they
all.
Do
I,
exist.
That's okay. If I delve into the season, so that made a big leap.
Yeah.
So before nobody said no, but now there are guys who do it. We're just not going to name them yet.
Yeah, there's good Coach Haney ones, good Coach Boron ones, but I'm not going
to
name any.
Which one's the most entertaining? You don't have to say who, but which one you enjoy the most?
Ah, that's tough. I think it's funny seeing the ones Coach Perry. It's just silly to see some of the things the guys come up with.
And it's funny because as we sit here, I'm looking at Coach Perry, and he's just kind of looking.
We got cameras here, Bob. I'm going to look at the security phone to see what I can uncover.
Yeah. Nicknames? You got a nickname yet for the team?
I really don't. Coach Haney called me Flutie, but that's about it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. See the Flutie, a little bit undersized, but
yeah.
Big arm.
Yes.
That was the one thing I heard. People loved your arm.
Thank you.
And as a quarterback, I think that's I mean, if they're going to love anything, one, you want to have the smarts, but
right. You
definitely want to have an arm
at
this level. We joked around with some of the guys last week. We talked about the best Raptor. I asked 50 about the rapper, the toughest guy. What guy do you kind of lean on the most? Is there a personal guy that, you know, you can kind of say, hey, you know, like, we need to get this team going, and who do you go to?
I definitely go to Jason Gibson, no doubt. He's Coach Perry, he said it, he's undoubtedly the leader of this team. And he helps me out a lot, and he helps the team out a lot. He's a great leader, and I respect him, and I love him for that.
Awesome stuff. Well, Zach, we appreciate your time today on the 2018
you know, Red Dragons Player Spotlight Show. Best of luck to you this week.
Thank
Hope you.
You
get that first victory,
yeah,
and especially a sense of powerhouse,
yeah,
like Poland, for you to kind of pull that out along with your teammates. Be a special time. But again, stay healthy and stay blessed during this 2018 season.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that was the 2018 Red Dragons Player Spotlight Show. Big shout out to Charles Otto family in Garrettsville, Ohio. We appreciate their support, and also the Permanning brothers for them and Niles. Make sure you head out that way. And Coach Perry, you can maybe help me out there. Isn't there something where people, if they go to Permanning Brothers, they say football program or whatnot, they get 10% of it, the proceeds go to the team?
Yeah, I did know that there's a card that,
yeah,
that's been handed out, but I don't think you need the card. I think you can actually just tell them.
Yeah, tell your waiter or waitress,
yeah,
or bartender.
And they do it for not just Niles. They need to do it with some other schools. You just have to designate where the donation goes. So, you know, again, another group that's just been really good to us. So, thank you to Mr. Gallo for stepping up and supporting us and all those people out there. It's awesome.
Actually, and you know what? And we'll go. Mike Gallo is the manager out there at Permanis. He's the one, and his son Joe plays for the team. And these Permanis gift cards that we're going to be giving out to the players, Joe is going to be the delivery guy from this point forward. So if any of these
get a bodyguard for Joe.
So if any of these players do not get their gift card, hunt down Joe because he's going to have it. So with that said, always we appreciate you listening to the 2018 Coach Perry podcast that also feature the 2018 Red Dragons.